Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Start of a four-game series, Mets and Chicago Cubs. Cubs are coming off losing 2 of 3 to the Red Sox. Mets entered tonight's game riding high after that walk-off victory to salvage the final game against the Cardinals last night. And it was a couple of former Yankees on the mound, Luis Severino against Jameson Taillon. Severino came out, he K'd a pair for a 1-2-3 top of the first. Then in the bottom half, Brandon Nimmo led off.
The 2-1 on the way. Fastball hit deep to right field. Talkman going back onto the track at the fence. It is gone. A home run for Brandon Nimmo. Well, technically, I suppose that's back-to-back homers, right? The game winner yesterday from Vientos. And now Nimmo leads off the last of the first with a home run for New York. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0 as he hit it right atop the pacing Cadillac Club.
Sure, Howie, we can have a carryover effect. Either way, the Mets had a 1-0 lead on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Mets on top, 1-0, thanks to that solo shot by Brandon Nimmo, his third. Luis Severino, he was in cruise control. He set down the first 11 Cubs that he faced, and Ian Happ Walk was the first base runner, but Christopher Morel grounded out on the very next pitch. And Luis Severino was just one over the minimum after four. After that Nimmo homer, Taillon settled in as well. He faced the minimum over the next three innings, and it was 1-0 Mets after four. Severino made quick work of the Cubs in the top of the fifth. That made it 5 no-hit innings for the right-hander. Taillon matched Severino with a 1-2-3 home half of the fifth. Top of the sixth, Severino back to work, just one over the minimum with a 1-0 lead. Yan Gomes struck out, Pete Crow Armstrong grounded out, and with two outs, Nico Horner was at the plate.
The 0-2 to Horner, line towards second, caught knee-high by McNeil, side retired. No hits for the Cubs through six innings, only one walk allowed by Severino.
Yeah, Severino was working on something special, 6 no-hit innings for the right-hander. Taillon continued to deal with a scoreless bottom half of the sixth, and we were flying just over an hour into the game, and it was 1-0 after sixth. In the top of the seventh inning, Severino hit Mike Talkman to start the inning. That was just the second base runner of the game for the Cubs. Ian Happ then grounded out. That moved Talkman to second. One out, no hit still. The tying run at the plate, and Christopher Morel.
Vientos is deep in third and tugged toward the line. Pitch. Little floater towards second base. McNeil makes the catch, and then Talkman left the bag to throw to second base. Finally, it's made, and Lindor squeezes it for a double play. 7 no-hit innings for Luis Severino tonight at Citi Field.
7 no-hit innings for Luis Severino. And our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. A big double play, some poor base running by the Cubs, And on just 79 pitches, Luis Severino had seven no-hit innings. 1-0 Mets, seventh inning stretch. Tyone allowed just the third Mets hit of the game and the first since the first inning when Jeff McNeil singled with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Mets could not capitalize, and Tyone had worked through seven innings and still just a 1-0 Mets lead as we went to the eighth. Severino back to work, as we mentioned, at just 79 pitches. He allowed the leadoff man to reach for the second consecutive inning, this time when he hit Michael Bush, and that brought Dansby Swanson to the plate.
The 0-2 to Swanson. Swing and a broken bat looper behind short. Base hit going into left center field, and the no-hit bid is over. Bush goes to second and stops there. On at first with a bloop single is Dansby Swanson. Well, everything changes now. Luis Severino deservedly is getting a standing ovation as he pitches seven no-hit innings, walks the leadoff man in the eighth, then gives up the bloop single. Now it's all about the game. That's in the balance, and the Cubs have runners at first and second, nobody out.
Yeah, still nobody out on a broken bat flare. The no-hit bid came to an end, and all of a sudden the Cubs have the tying run at second base and the go-ahead run at first, and still nobody out. A force out off the bat of Matt Mervis put runners at the corners, and that brought the pinch hitter Nick Madrigal to the plate.
1-0 New York. Bush at third, Mervis at first, one out, we're in the eighth. Severino about to deliver pitch number 97. It's on the way, and it's a broken bat, roll it to third. Wendell up with it, fires to second. One, McNeil to first, not in time, and the tying run scores. The ball was just not hit hard enough. Severino broke Madrigal's bat, but in the time it took for that ball to get to Wendell, it gave Madrigal the extra time he needed to bust it down the line. And on the fielder's choice, the Cubs have tied the game 1-1 here in the eighth inning.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Another broken bat. This time it was hit just soft enough at Joey Wendell that he was unable to turn to, and we were tied at one. Pete Crow Armstrong next to the plate, and the former Mets first-round pick flied out for the final out. But it was a 1-1 game as we went to the bottom of the eighth. Severino left to a standing ovation. Eight innings, one hit, one run, two walks, five strikeouts, and one hit batter. So now we're tied in the bottom of the eighth. An infield single that deflected off of Christopher Morel chased Jameson Taillon from the game as Tomas Nito was able to leg it out. Mark Leiter Jr. was on for the Cubs. Brandon Nimmo just missed his second home run of the game as he flied out to the warning track and left. That was for the second out, and Francisco Lindor grounded out for the final out in the home half of the eighth. So we went to the ninth, 1-1 game. Edwin Diaz took over for the Mets. Diaz struck out Nico Horner to start the inning. Then Mike Tauchman drilled a double to the gap in left center field. That put the go-ahead run at second base. Edwin came back with a strikeout of Ian Happ. That was the second out, and that set up a showdown with Christopher Morel.
3-1 pitch. Morel hits it high in the air to deep left field. Nimmo going back at the wall, and it is gone. Over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the 358 mark. Christopher Morel with his fourth home run of the year, a two-run homer off of Edwin Diaz. And now in the top of the ninth inning, the Cubs have taken a 3-1 lead.
Cubs take a 3-1 lead on the big play of the game brought to you by Optimum with the fastest fiber internet in the tri-state and speeds up to 8 gig. Optimum, where local is big time. And that was a big time home run by Christopher Morel. It cleared the party porch, went high over the wall and left about four or five rows deep. And no matter how you looked at it, the Cubs had a 3-1 lead against Diaz in the ninth. Bottom half of the ninth inning, first lead for the Cubs. Mets chasing two against Hector Neris. Heart of the order was due up, though. It was Alonso, Martinez, and McNeil. Pete started the inning with a leadoff walk. J.D. Martinez then flied out for out number one. The Mets continued to put the pressure on Neris as McNeil walked. That put the tying run on, and the winning run at the plate Carlos Mendoza then went to his bench first for a pinch hitter for DJ Stewart. He went down on strikes, and rather than send Joey Wendell to the plate, Mendoza went to his bench one more time with two outs, this time with Brett Beatty.
Now it's 1-2. Neris sets, checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a split, and the ball game is over. The Chicago Cubs have taken the opener of this four-game series from the Mets.
And the Cubs come away with a 3-1 victory as they just snatched that one right out from underneath the Mets, who had led 1-0 from the jump. Luis Severino went into the eighth inning at just 79 pitches and seven no-hit innings, but a couple of broken bats and some force outs ultimately led to the Cubs tying the game, and then the big blow, the two-run home run off Edwin Diaz by Christopher Morel in the top of the ninth inning. So the final score, the Cubs 3 and the Mets 1, as the Mets fell back to the 500 mark at 14-14. The win went to Mark Leiter Jr. He is 1-1. The loss to Edwin Diaz. He is 0-1. Hector Neris the save, his fourth.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.